Today's shiur is a Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, the third word, Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda bereid derav Shmuel bar Shilas, Mishmei derav. Rav Yehuda bereid derav Shmuel bar Shilas said in the name of Rav, Shmini Safik Shvi. On Shmini Atzeres, which is a Safik, that it might be the seventh day of Sukkot, and how can this Suffolk come about? Either it's at the time when they were Mekadosh Alpi Ria, when Bezdin was Mekadosh based on Adam seeing the new moon, and in Eretz Yisrael they would know exactly when Bezdin had made the new month, and when Pesach would come out, when Sukkot would come out. However, this news would not reach the B'nai Bavel, so in Bavel they had to keep 2 days of Yontav Misafik, or, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, Tosfos brought it down, the Gemara in Beya, Daftal and Amid Beis, tells us that even Bizman Azeh, when Hillel HaSheni was Misaking the calendar, and we do know today, we are Bekiyim exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, when Sukkot starts, when Pesach starts, but we still keep 2 days of Yontav because of Minig Avisenu Biyadenu, we have to keep the Minig, there might come a time when a king will make Xera and not allow us to use the calendar, and we will forget once again, and we will have a suffix even in Chutz Laretz once again, and therefore we remain with the 2 days of Yontav. And therefore, the Gemara says, Shmini, suffix Shvi, the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres, but it is a suffix that maybe it is the seventh day. So the halacha is Shvi Lesukkah, and Shmini Ushmini Lebracha. It is considered the seventh day of Sukkot concerning the Sukkah, and we will see Tupshatim in the Gemara, whether this just means that one should dwell in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, or whether one should also make a bracha. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Ushmini lebracha, and concerning the bracha, as Rashi explains, 2 lines from the bottom of the Amud, in davening, in Shmoneh Esrei and in Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, we say Es Yoim Hashmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, as opposed to Chag HaSukkot Hazeh. So Legabe Sukkot has the din of the seventh day of Yomtiv of Sukkot, and Legabe the Brach of Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh, it has a din of the eighth. That's the Shita of Rav. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says Shmini Lezeh Lezeh, that it has a halacha of Shmini Atzeres, both Legabi de Bracha, and also Legabi Sukkot, which the Sukkah, which we will see in the Gemara, will mean either that there won't be a Bracha, or more than that, that the person will not even sit in the Sukkah, and we'll soon see both of these Pshatim in the Gemara. First, we begin with the first Shita, says the Gemara, Mesiv Kuli Alma Loi Peligi de Asvinit. The first shita to understand this machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is that everyone agrees that avada we sit in the sukkah on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres. Ki pligi, when is there a machlokes, as we turn to Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, lebruche, whether one also makes a bracha or not. But we definitely sit in the sukkah. Now before we go further to explain the machlokes, the Rajba and Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezvav discusses the issue of Bal Toisef. We know that one is not supposed to add on the mitzvahs. And the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches that even not in the time of the mitzvah, usually Bal Toisef is only at the time of the mitzvah, but even not in the time of the mitzvah, a person has beferish kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, one is over Bal Toisef. If he doesn't have kavana, he's not over on Bal Toisef, because normally Bal Toisef is only b'shas the mitzvah. But if he has kavana, he can be over Bal Toisef adding on to the mitzvahs of Torah, even not in the time of the mitzvah. So ask the Rajba, l'chora here, how can he sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, according to everybody, according to this first pshat in the Gemara, Mesiv Kuli Alma Loi Peligi de Asvinit? Why isn't it Bal Toisef? On this, the Rajba answers that since the person is doing it, al pi tzivui of the Chachamim, because the Chachamim had a suffix or they said to treat it like a suffix, bismanazeh, even when we have a calendar, even though we know today when it is, but we have to treat it like a suffix. But since it's the Rabbanim who's telling us to treat it like a suffix, therefore there is no Isser Bal Taisiv. Bal Taisiv is only when a person does it on his own. Here he's doing it al pi tzivi chacham, there is no Isser Bal Taisiv. Now, what about, for example, lulav? Lulav, no one is of the opinion that one shakes the lulav on the eighth day. Why not? What's the difference between sukkah and lulav? On this, there are two truths in the Rishonim. The first teretz we find on Tosfos, the first teretz at the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil, Meisiv Kliyam LePligid HaSfirin. So let's see the Tosfos inside. Belulav LeRatzel LeSakin Klal Sheyit Lenu Alulav Mesafik. By lulav, they didn't do this takana to take the lulav misafik. Lefishu hu yontiv umukze letiltol. Normally, if it would not be for the mitzvah of lulav, we've learned before in the Masechta that there would be a problem with mukze. So if a person takes a lulav on the eighth day, uminkar lemilse shenoig by minik chayil. So here, you're doing something that's clearly contradictory to Shmini Atzeres, because you're treating it as if it's a yom chayil. And in fact, you're being mezalzel in the kedusha of Shmini Atzeres. Because what are you saying? You're saying that I'm treating this like Chol HaMoed. So that, so far, the Chachamim wouldn't go to make such a stark contradiction. Continues Tosfos, Aval Sukkah, Pa'amim Shesukase Arev Olav, Oichel Ba Afilu B'Yondav. But by Sukkah, I see a person sitting in the Sukkah on the eighth day. It could be that he enjoys the sukkah. He likes to eat outdoors, even though it's the eighth day. So by lulav, where it's such a stark contradiction to Shmini Atzeres HaChagazeh, they didn't do it, even though there's a suffix. However, by lulav, they didn't do it. However, by sukkah, since I could give an answer why the person is in the sukkah, because he enjoys being in the sukkah, so it's not such a contradiction. There the Chachamim said that misafik, he should sit in the sukkah, and as we explained, there's no Isser Bal Taisiv. So now, let's go back to the Gemara, how the Gemara explains the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The first pshat is that everybody agrees that we sit in the sukkah. But the machlokas is, do you make a bracha? Says the Gemara on the second word on the first line, Lamandi Yomer Shvi LeSukkah, according to the first sheet of Rav, that it is concerning Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres has a din of the seventh day. So what does that mean? Bruchi Nami Varchina. Not only do you sit in the Sukkah, but once the Chachamim told me I should sit in the Sukkah because of Suffolk, so then I also make a bracha. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that both Negeya Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, which we say in Kiddush and in Davening, in Shemoneh Esrei, and in Birchas Hamazon, it has a loch of Shmini, who then it has a din of Shmini, Legabi Sukkah. What does that mean? As Rashi explains, it has a din of Sukkah that we don't make a bracha. It has a din of Shmini that we don't make a bracha. So the first Mandi Yarmah says that is a din of Shvi Legabi Bracha. The second Mandi Yarmah says, no, even Legabi Bracha has a din of Shmini, and we don't make the Bracha of Leishev Basukkah. Lamandi Yarmah Shmi Lezel Zeh, Baruchei Loi Mevarchinan. A Bracha you're not going to make. Why? Sukkah, to stay in the Sukkah, like we said, it's Areva. He enjoys eating outdoors. But to make a Bracha, that's a distinct contradiction against Shmini Atzeres, because you're saying Leishev Basukkah. So you're saying it's part of Sukkahs. The Rabbanan did not want you to make a Bracha. That's the according to the first Pshat. Amr Rabbi Yosef, said Rabbi Yosef, Nekoit Rabbi Yochanan biyadcha. You should grab a hold on to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's Shmini Lezel Lezeh, that you do not make a bracha even though you're sitting in the sukkah. Why should I grab on to Rabbi Yochanan? Why is Rabbi Yochanan the correct psak here? The Rav Huna Bar Bizna, because we found that Rav Huna Bar Bizna, v'chol gedolei ador, all the great people of the generation, iklu b'sukkah b'shmini sofik shvi, they found themselves in a sukkah on the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, which is a sofik shvi. And what did they do? Mesav Aviyasvi, they sat in the sukkah, bruch lar brichi, however they did not make a bracha. So we see clearly that we should follow the lead of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Shmini Lezeh Lezeh, that even though you're sitting in a sukkah, you don't make the bracha of Leishev HaSukkah. Ask the Gemara, what's the proof from Rav Huna Bar Bizna and Kol Gedolei Ador, V'dil Mesvirulu Kamandi Omar, Kivin Shabirich Yontiv Rishon Shuvein Mevorach. We had this before on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, that there's a shita that holds that once you've made a bracha of Leishev HaSukkah on the first day of Yontiv, you don't make the bracha anymore. So what's your proof that they didn't make a bracha on Shemini Atzeres. Maybe they didn't make a bracha because they made a bracha already, the first day of Yontif. The Gemara answers, Gemiri, we had a Kabbalah concerning this story, the Me'efer Osu. They were coming from the meadow. And as Tosfos says, what were they doing in the meadow? The second Tosfos says, Shebehem Oisein Royasham. Their animals were in pasture over there. And Tosfos continues and says, V'lo Yashu B'sukkah Koy Mechag. They didn't live in the sukkah the whole Yontif. And even though we learned earlier in the Masechta that Sukkas Royim qualifies as a sukkah, that the sukkah that shepherds put up is considered a good sukkah, says Tosfos, Lo Yehoyalem, they didn't have a sukkah, they didn't even have a Sukkas Royim, which itself is a Pella. We're speaking here about Rab Huna Bar Bizna, the Chol Gedoyli Ador. How could it be the Pshat? The Gemara is saying that the first sukkah they got to was the one that they got on Shemini Atzeres. They didn't have a sukkah to now. And as I'm trying to prove to you that you sit in a sukkah and you don't make a bracha on Shemini Atzeres, you came back to me, maybe they made a bracha the first day of sukkahs, and therefore they hold like the Mandi Yomer, you don't make a bracha anymore any other day of sukkahs. But the Gemara says, no, they were coming from the meadow, so they weren't in a sukkah the whole time. So why didn't they make a bracha on Shemini Atzeres? Terence says, you don't make a bracha. But how could it be that they weren't in a sukkah a whole yontif? So there's various truths, and the Marshal says that it was a time of religious persecution at that time. And the Mela, Shemini Atzeres apparently, which wasn't the Iker Yontif, they could get away with living in the sukkah. But during the Iker Yontif of sukkahs, the authorities were out to, apparently it wasn't a Shas HaShmad, where there'd be a Chiv Yarg Val Yavar. So Memela, the Marshal says, they were potter from Sukkah, and yet they didn't make on Shemini Atzeres, that's a Raya, that the Iker is like Rabbi Yochanan, that you sit in a Sukkah, but you don't make a Bracha. Iker the Yamri, there are those who explain the Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan differently. That Bruchi Kuli Amalei Pliga Deloy Mevarchinen. Everybody holds you don't make a Bracha on the eighth day. Why? Because saying a bracha would be a direct steerer with Shemini Atzeres. Here I say it's Shemini Atzeres, and here I say Leish Basukah. Ki pligi, when is there machloik is lemesiv. Do you sit in a sukkah on the eighth day or not? Lamandi Omar Shiva Lasukah, according to Rav that says that Legabi Sukkah is considered part of Sukkahs. Mesev Yasvina. What does it mean it's part of Sukkah? Is that we sit there. We don't make a bracha. But sitting, as Tosfos explained, is not a stira to Shemini Atzeres because you enjoy eating outdoors. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that is considered both Shemini Legabe, the bracha of Shemini Chag Atzeres, and it's considered Shemini that you don't you're not in a sukkah. It means not just that you don't make a bracha leish b'sukkah, but in fact you don't even sit in the sukkah at all on Shemini Atzeres. So the first sheet that said the machloikis was, do you make a bracha or not? But avada you sit. The second sheet that says the machloikis is whether you sit in the sukkah. But everybody holds you don't make a bracha. So well, the man diyam shemini lizel is then meisiv nami lo yasvin, and you do not sit in a sukkah. The Ritva Asakasha, what do you mean you don't sit in the sukkah? We're dealing here with a mitzvah deraisa. By the way, I forgot to mention one answer of the Run. The Run says, why is there a difference between sukkah and lulav? That sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, according to some sheet, is we sit in the sukkah and lulav we don't take. So he answers because sukkah is midaraisa all 7 days of sukkahs. So misafik, they said, do it on the eighth day also. Lulav, which is only midarabonin, zechel migdish, except for the first lekachtan lechem b'yoyim arishayin. The other days are only midarabonin. So misafik, they did not take a lulav on the eighth day. But coming back to our Gemara, the Ritva Asakasha, how could we say that you don't even sit in the sukkah? Safik derais lechumra. As we just said, the mitzvah of sukkah is a whole sukkah deraisa. So if you have a suffix in the days when they're mekadesh al pi riyah, you didn't even know when sukkah begins, so yemamish had a suffix deraisa l'chumra. So the Ritva says, ein echanami, that according to this pshat in the Gemara, that you don't even sit in the sukkah, we're only going on bizmanazeh. Bizmanazeh, the whole inyan of being, of having 2 days of yantiv, is alts minig avaseinu biyadeinu. We're keeping up the minig of Aseinu that they had Shnei Yom Tovu Shel Golias. We really know exactly when Sukkot is. So therefore, it's only an inyan mid rabbonan to keep an extra day. It's only in the Rabbanan. So Memela on Bizman Azeh says the Ritva that we will not stay, therefore we paskin that Mesiv Nami Lo Yasvin according to this pshat. Amar Rav Yosef, Nekoit Rav Yochanan Biyotcha. You should hold of Rav Yochanan what he just said, that Mesiv Nami Lo Yasvin. You don't even sit in the sukkah. Why? The Mora Dishmait Samani. Who's the one who reported it? Was Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, as we had at the beginning of the sukkah. Ubishmini Safik Shvi Labar Misukkah Yosef. Who was the one who said in the name of Rav that we have to treat the Shmini Atzeres as Shvi Lesukkah? That was Rav Yehuda Braid, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. He's the one who said in the name of Rav. So you would expect that he would sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. And we found that he himself, Labar Misukkah Yosef, he himself was sitting outside of a sukkah. So you see, even the one who reported in the name of Rav, he, in his hanhoga, went like Rabbi Yochanan. So Memele, you should go like Rabbi Yochanan, that you should not sit in a sukkah. What's the hilchah? So what's the halacha? Mesiv yasvinin bruchei lamavachinin. The halacha is like the first pshat that we, or it's like the second pshat according to Rav. The halacha is that we sit in a sukkah, but we don't make a bracha. Now, the Yachroinim wonder why many people today don't have the minig. The minig is of many people, they don't eat in the sukkah at night of Shmini Atzeres. The next day they make Kiddush and they say goodbye to the sukkah. The Gemara paskins, and that's how the poiskim come out there. It is brought down a minig not to do it, but the Iker Psak of the poiskim is this. Mesiv Yasvinin, you sit in the sukkah, Bruch Eloi Mevrachin, you don't make a bracha. So why don't many people today do not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? So the Orach HaShulchan, Rav Tzadok HaKohen also gives this teretz. They answer based on Tosfos. Tosfos said, why did the Rabbanim make it by sukkah? The Alza Suffolk, they said to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. But they didn't say it by lulav. The answer is because the Chachamim never wanted to do something that's a total stira. So lulav would be a total stira, whereas sukkah, it's a reva lav. Maybe you're just sitting outside because you enjoy eating outside in a sukkah. So that applies in countries that have a warm climate. But in our countries where we have a cold climate, so nobody sits outside in the sukkah, it's only because of the mitzvah. If it's because of the mitzvah, so then it's the same as lulav. Then you're doing something on Shmini Atzeres which contradicts Shmini Atzeres. You're acting as if it's Chol HaMoed sukkah. Then sukkah is no different than lulav. And that also explains, there's a machlokes ha-poskim, even if we sit in a sukkah, what about sleeping in a sukkah? So the Mordechai B'Shem de Rav Yoh says that even if you eat in a sukkah, but you don't sleep in a sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's how we're noyik. According to this swar of Tosfos, it's very understandable that even if we'll say to a person will eat in a sukkah, but certainly to sleep in a sukkah, he's only doing it because of the mitzvah. Nobody goes out on a cold, freezing night into the sukkah in our communities. So therefore, if you're going out to sleep, then you're showing an act that it is totally in contradiction with Shmini Atzeres. You're acting as if it's Chol HaMoed, that the Chacham did not force you to do. So this Tosfos Svara is very critical to understand, very yeshitas here in this halacha. Continues the Gemara on a new subject. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Oimrim Zman b'Shmini Shalchag, that on Shmini Atzeres, just like we made a Shechi Yonu on the first day of Yontiv, so too on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres, we also make Shechi Yonu. But the Ein Oimrim Zman b'Shvi Shal Pesach. On Shvi Shal Pesach, we do not make a Shechi Yonu. And the Gemara soon will explain the difference. V'yomer Rav Levi Bar Chama, and Rav Levi Bar Chama said, V'itema, and some say it's Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Teida, I'll bring you a proof that we should only make a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Sharei Cholot beGimel Dvorim, it is different from Sukkos in three ways. The Sukkah, the Lulav, the Nisach HaMayim. On Sukkos, there's a mitzvah to live in a Sukkah and not on Shmini Atzeres. We take the Dalad Minim on Sukkos, not on Shmini Atzeres. And Nisach HaMayim is done on Sukkos, and the water was poured on the Mizbeach, a libation during the bringing of the Tamid Shel Shachar, that's only done on Sukkos, it's not done on Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, since Shmini Atzeres is different than Sukkot, that's why we make a Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda diyamer belug hoy menasa koshmina. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakam in two ways. The Tanakam said that you have to pour three lugin of water. Just like you pour three lugin of yayin, you pour three lugin of water. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's only one lug. And the Tanakam says that the Nisach HaMayim is 7 days, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's 8 days. So, belug hoy menasa koshmina, harei choluk bebeis devorim. So then, Shmini Atzeres, there was Nisach HaMayim according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if so, Einachanami, it's not different in three ways. It's only different in two ways, in Sukkah and Lulav. It will not be different in Nisach HaMayim because Nisach HaMayim is the same by Shmini Atzeres and by Sukkah. I had the question that L'chaira, why didn't the Gemara say Bracha? There's another chilek that, like we learned before, that Shmini Atzeres you make Shmini Atzeres HaChagazeh, and Sukkot you make on Chagas Sukkot. Why didn't the Gemara say that? So I found the Orach HaNer asked this question, and the Orach HaNer gives the following answer, that the Gemara is only discussing those things where Shmini Atzeres has no shaychus. The Marshal, Sukkah, Lulav, Nisach HaMayim are all by Sukkot, and none of them at all are by Shmini Atzeres. However, Bracha, you have it by Shmini Atzeres. It's different than Sukkah, but it's not that you don't have it at all. At the end of the Shir, we will come back to ask a Ha'or on this Orach HaNer from the end of our Sugya today. Continues the Gemara. Ihachi, if you're going to tell me that Shmini Atzeres is different than Sukkot in three ways, Shvi Shal Pesach Nami Harecholok Ba'achilas Matzah. Shvi Shal Pesach is also different than the first day of Pesach because you're not mechuyev to eat Kazayis Matzah on the seventh day of Pesach. The Amar Mar, we learned, Laila Rishon Nechayev, the first night of Pesach, it's a chayev to eat Matzah, Mikam Ve'elach, from the first night on, during Chalamoid, Rishus. It's, if you want to, you could eat the Gros says you're Mekayim a mitzvah, but certainly there's no Chiv mitzvah. So just like you said, Shmini Atzeres is different than Sukkot. And that's why you make it its own Shechianu. Why don't you make a Shechianu on the seventh day of Yontiv of Pesach because it's different than the first day? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. How could you compare the two? Hasa mi laila choluk mi yoyim eina choluk. Over there by Pesach, the seventh day is different than the first night of Pesach, but it's not different than the first day of Pesach, because the Chiv of Kazayis Matzah is only at the Seder. So it's already not different, it's the same as the morning of the first day of Pesach. So Memela, it hasn't changed totally from the first day. Because even in the morning of the first day, it's already like the seventh day. But Hacha, here by the Shmini Atzeres, Afilu Miyoyim Nami Cholok, the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres is totally different than the first day of Sukkot. The first day has Sukkah, Lulav, Nisach HaMayim, and the eighth day doesn't have. Not only is it different from the night of the first day of Sukkot, it's different from the day also. So that's why it's so different, you make a Shechianu. And now the Gemara is going to offer a few more things to be distinguished between Shmini Atzeres and the seventh day of Pesach. Ravino Amar, Zeh Cholok Mishalafonov. Shmini Atzeres is different from the day right before it. The seventh day of Hoshana Rabbah, we have Sukkah, we have Lulav, we have Nisach HaMayim. V'zeh, but the seventh day of Pesach, Cholok Mishul Lifnei Fonav. It's only different from the first day of Pesach. It's not different from the day immediately preceding it. So where the difference is from one day to the next, like Shmini Atzeres, that's where you make a Shechianu, and you don't make a Shechianu by Shvi, because it's only different from the first day of Pesach and not from the day that's right in front of it. Amar Rapapa, or as it says on the side, Rapapa Amar, because Rapapa is responding to this very question, so the correct terminology would be Rapapa Amar. Rapapa gives a different answer. Hachak Siv Par. Over here by Shmini Atzeres, it's as we know, that the first day of Sukkot, there were 13 Purim brought. And then the next day there were 12. Until on the seventh day of Sukkot, there are 7 Purim. And on Shmini Atzeres, there's only 1 par. So, Hachok Siv Par. Hereby, Shmini Atzeres, it says one par is brought. Hasam over there by Sukkis Ksiv Parim. There are many Parim. So since you have this clear distinction between Par and Parim, therefore it's a separate day, and you make a separate Shechiyonah for Shmini Atzeres. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak gives another Teretz. Hacha Ksiv B'yoyim. Hasam Ksiv U'B'yoyim. By Shmini Atzeres, it says B'yoyim Hashmini, on the eighth day, and on the 7 days of Sukkot, every day it says Ubiyoim. Ubiyoim Hasheni, Ubiyoim Hashlishi, Ubiyoim Revi. In other words, those 7 days are a group, and the Vav is Moisev, adds from one day to the other. They are a group together. This eighth day of Shemini Atzeres is Bayoim, is a separate day altogether, and that's why it has its own Shechiyanu. Rav Ashi Omer gives another Teretz, Hachik Siv Kamishpat. Here it says, like the correct law, how you're supposed to bring the Korbanis. Hasam, by the rest of the days of Sukkot, Ksiv Kimishpatam. Again, all the Korbanis of Sukkot are tied together as their Mishpat. Over here, it separates it and puts Kimishpat, like the law is for this one day. In other words, this one day is separate from all the other Korbanis, Kimishpatam, of their Mishpat. They are one unit, the 7 days of Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres is a separate unit. Now says the Gemara, Lema Misayale. Let us bring a proof to this, that there is a chilek between Shmini Atzeres and the seventh day of Pesach, that on Shmini Atzeres we make a Shechiyanu. There is man for Shmini Atzeres, because we learned, HaPorim HaElim VaKvasim Akvim Zezeh. The Tanakhama holds that if one of these Korbanis on Sukkot is missing, either from the Purim or from the two Elim that were brought every day, or from the 14 Kvasim that were brought, so then you can't bring all the Korbanis. You either have all or nothing. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Purim Eim Akvim Zezeh. That the Enoch and Nami, the two Elim and the 14 Kvasim, are Ma'akev, one another. If you're missing one, you can't bring the rest. But the 13 or the 12 Purim in descending order, if one of those are missing, they're not Ma'akev. Why? Sharei Mismatav Ahochan, as Rashi explains, we see the Torah itself is not makbid that you have every day these Purim, because every day it goes down. One day it's 13, one day it's 12, one day it's 11. So therefore, there's no problem, even if you're missing one, even of the 13, and that day of 13, the first day, you only had 12, it's okay, because the next day, 12 is acceptable to begin with. So the Torah wasn't makbid if you have the exact number. Amru Lai, so said the Rabbonin, to Rabbi Yehuda, v'aloi kula mismatim v'hochem b'shmini. You admit to us that the two Elim and the 14 Kvasim are ma'akiv one another, because that's constant. It doesn't go down. But according to your reasoning, that since it goes down every day, therefore, it doesn't matter if I have the full amount on each and every day. If so, then Kvasim and Elim should also not be ma'akiv. Why? Because on the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, there we only, instead of having two Elim and 14 Kvasim, we have only one Isle and 7 Kvasim. So according to your logic, then Kvasim and Elim should not be Ma'akev the whole Sukkot, because we see that on Shmini Atzeres, you don't need it. Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yehuda answered the question of the Chachamim, Shmini, Regel B'fnei Atzmayu. Shmini has its own, is its own Yontiv. So that's why the proof is you're going 13, 12, 11 down to 7, and suddenly on what? On Shmini Atzeres, you go to one par. So you see that's a separate yontiv. They say about the Satmar Rebbe, he had problems with his feet and he wasn't able to walk well, and yet on Simchas Torah, he danced unbelievably a whole day and a whole night. They asked the Rebbe, how do you have the ability to do it? He said, Shmini is regel b'fnei atzmayu. It has its own foot. He was able to do it. So continues the Gemara. The Rabbi Yehuda is saying to the Chacham, Shekishem, Sheshivas Yimei Achag, Teunin, Korban, Vishir, Ubracha, Velina. Af Shmini Ton, Korban, Vishir, Ubracha, Velina. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll show you that it's a regel b'fnei atzmoy, because each day has, in four areas, has its own requirements. Let us go through each of these four items. The Sukkot has its own Korban, as we just went through the various Korbanos of Sukkot, whereas Shmini Atzeres has only one aisle, 7 Kvasim, and one Par. The Shir, Sukkot has its own Shirim that were sung in the Beis HaMikdash, and Shmini Atzeres has its own. Now, in the Rashi, Divrei HaMaschil, Shir, Rashi says when the Levim said the Shir by the Korbanos, so Shmini had a whole different order. Rashi says, V'loi pirishli Shir shel Shmini. I don't know, my Rebbeim didn't teach me the Shir of the eighth day. The Shir of the Chag, Rashi says, we find further in Daf Nun Hei, is Binu Boyerim Ba'am, Havul Hashem, and Rashi says that all the Shirim that were sung on Sukkot had to do with Matnas Aniyim, because since Sukkot is the time when you gather all your Tevuah into your house, it's a time to give Leket Shikhlu Peah, so we want the farmers who are giving these Matanas to the Aniyim to give it in a, with largesse, to give it in a very nice way, and therefore we sing these shirim, which encourage people to give matnas aniyim. But Rashi says, I don't know what the shir is for Shmini Atzeres. Tosfos, Divrei HaMaschil Shir, the fourth Tosfos on the Amud, brings down Rashi, and brings down a Masech Seferim, which interestingly enough, the Masoras HaShas points out, that Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Davdal Amud Beis, brings that Masech Seferim. Here in Sukkah, he doesn't mention it. But in there in Rosh Hashanah, he brings the Masech Seferim that Tosfos quotes, that in the Shul, they used to say, Lamnatzeach al Hashminis. That Perek of Tillim called Lamnatzeach al Hashminis, because this was the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres. And Tosfos says, Shema k'moikin o'yayimr malavim b'beis ha-migdash v'chein mashma v'yushalmi. Yushalmi, it's mashma that not only did they sing it in shul, but did they say it in shul, they also, it was the shir that Levim said in the Beis HaMikdash. So, we have a different korban for Shmini Atzeres, we have a different shir, ubracha. Now, bracha is going to be the point where the Gemara is going to try to say the bracha means shechianu. And this will be a proof to our discussion that Shmini Atzeres requires shechianu. We'll see more about this on Amud Beis. The fourth item is velina. What is lina? So the bottom Rashi explains what lina is. Let's learn through the Rashi quickly. Velina lolun lailu shemaitzoi yantav rishon b'Yerushalayim. That the first night of Sukkot, one would not go home, but rather one would stay in Yerushalayim. And we learned this from Pesach, because it says by Pesach, Upanisa baboiker, that in the morning you should get up, v'olachto alecha, go home. So Rashi says, b'yantiv loy kamakor, you can't say it's speaking about the actual first night of Sukkot, and he'll go home tomorrow morning, which is the first day of Sukkot. Shehareyu yoyim shechayv chacham liroys bazara. As we say in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Liroy's Bazar, Kedei Lahavi Oilas Riyah. You have a mitzvah to bring Oilas Riyah. What do you mean? How could the pasuk tell you to go home? That's when you're supposed to be bringing the korban. The Efshalom of Alach to Alach, Ella B'chayla Shomayt. It means the first day of Sukkot, you're in Yerushalayim. And you don't go home right away, but you stay overnight after the first day of Yontav. This first day of Chol HaMoed in the morning, then you're able to go home. So Alma's last line of Rashi, Chayiv Lolun Moitzoi Yontav B'Tachir. There's a mitzvah of that a person shouldn't run away from the Beis HaMikdash right away, stay overnight in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we learned Velina not only on the first day of Sukkot, we learned Lina on the 7 days of Sukkot. But according to Rashi's explanation, it's only a mitzvah, the first day, night of Chol HaMoed, to stay over. So Rashi explains in the last few words on the last line of the Amid, Mi shalo hevi chagigoser b'yom rishin, v'hevi b'echad min ha-yomim, tzorech lolun lailo shal achrav, that this already affects all 7 days. In case a person didn't bring his korban chagig the first day of Yontav, as he should have, he has tashlumin the rest of Sukkot. So memela, whenever he brings his korban, it's the second day, the third day, the fourth day, whenever it is, he must, after bringing the korban of the chagiga, he must stay overnight and only leave back the following day. So in this way, Sukkot has lina. Now we go to Shmini Atzeres, so it has its own korban, it has its own shir, it has its own zman, if that's what bracha means, shechianu, and it has its own lina. Now there, those who wanted to say it has its own lina, because the eighth day could also be a tashlumen for the chagiga of the first day. But that would be difficult because we're trying to say that, Tosfos asked this question on Rashi, we're trying to say that Shmini is regal b'fnei atzmoi. Here it's not its own regal, its own yontif, it's coming as a tashlumen to the first day. But rather, the pshat that seems to be a clear pshat is that just like the first day of Sukkot has its own requirement of lina, so too Shmini Atzeres itself, independent from Sukkot, has its own chiyuv of lina. So now let us turn to daf mem zayin amid beis. My love zman. What did we mean to say? What did Rabbi Yehuda mean to say when he said bracha? He meant to say the bracha of zman of shechianu. That sukkahs has the shechianu and shmini atzeres has the shechianu. It's a raya to what we began the sugya with Rabbi Yochanan saying oimrim zman b'shmini shalchag. We'll have a raya from Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says no raya loy. This means Shmini Atzeres HaChagazeh, which we say in benching and in davening. It has nothing to do with Zman. You have no Raya. Hachi Nami Mistavra, I'll also bring you a proof that it's not referring to Zman. It's referring to Birchas HaMazon Tefillah. The Yisal Kedat Zman. If you would think that Rabbi Yehuda meant Zman, that Shmini Atzeres has its own Shechianu, so how do we understand it by Sukkot? Zman called Shiva Mi'ika? Is there a Shechianu all 7 days of Sukkot? You're comparing Sukkot to Shmini Atzeres. 7 days of Sukkah has Zman, and Shmini Atzeres has Zman. But where does Sukkah have 7 days? So Tosfos on Amud Aleph explains, Divrei Maschalina, Deloy Asik Adaite Imloy Amrei Berishayna Shiyamer B'Sheini. Even though by Lino we just explained from Rashi that if you didn't bring the Korban Chagigah the first day and you brought it in the middle of Chol HaMoed, you would have a Tashlumen. That's by the Korban Chagigah Tashlumen. But by Shechianu, the Gemara didn't yet understand that you make a Shechianu Tashlumen. Either you make it on the first day, if you didn't make it, you forgot, that's it. You don't have any Tashlumen. That's what the Gemara thought. So that's Gemara's Kasha. Zman Koshiva Mi'ika. Is there then Shechianu all 7 days of Sukkot? So the Gemara, Holy Kasha. The Eloi Baruch Ha'idna, Mevorach L'mach, or L'yar Mechrena, Ein Echanami. What we mean is that there is, Chok Yaakov says that's right here in the Gemara. There is a din of Tashlumen. Not only Legabe Lina, Legabe bring the Korban Chagiga later in the Yontiv, but there's also Tashlumen, Legabe saying Shechianu. The Gemara says, wait a second. Mikol Makom Kais Binin. When you make Shechianu, you need a kais. And Rashi says that why would a person have yayin? We're an affluent society. We have yayin in our house all the time. But by them, they had a very, in a very concise amount for Yontiv. You have to be mesameach, mesamachta b'chagecha all 7 days. They were mesameach with basar shlomim. They ate the shlomim. But who says that they had wine? And if they didn't have wine, as Rashi says, so the Gemara is asking, why should I think that the Chachamim were misakin Shechianu, which needs wine, and they're not going to have a kos of wine? So we come back to our original point of view that there was no Tashlumen by Shechianu. So the Gemara says, unless, if you're going to tell me that the bracha means man, and Zman by Sukkot is every day, even though they didn't have wine. Lema Mesaila Rav Nachman. Maybe this is a proof to Rav Nachman. The Am Rav Nachman, Zman, Oim Refila B'Shuk. That Zman you could say, even you remember in the marketplace. You don't have a cup of wine in your hand, and you'll say Shechianu in the marketplace. The Amrit Be'in in Kais, because if you're not going to say like Rav Nachman, if you're going to insist that Shechianu requires a Kais, Kais Kol Yama Mi'ika, where does a person have every day of Chol HaMoed a Kais of wine? It's a precious commodity. He doesn't have wine. So why would the Rabbanim be misakin Shechianu if you don't have wine? Why would they be misakin a Tashlum? And it should only be on the first day of Yontiv when you have wine for Kiddush. So you have you have wine, so then you'll make Shechianu. The Gemara says, no, Dilma de Ikla Leikais. Maybe they made a takana of Tashlumen for Shechianu for the person who did by chance happen to have a kos of wine, even though it wasn't so prevalent. In other words, if you taka need a kos, it's not a riot of Nachman that you could do it b'shuk. And our Gemara is speaking about Zman. The Gemara wanted to prove it must be speaking about Birchas HaMazon and Tefillah, because if it's Zman, where do you have Zman a whole Yontif? You need a kos. And maybe it's a rider of Nachman, you don't need a kos. No, it's speaking about Zman. It's no Rai, it's speaking about Birchas HaMazon, it's speaking about Zman. And the takana of Tashlumen of 7 days was done for the person who does have a cup of wine during Chol HaMoed. He'll make a Shechianu if he forgot the first day. So the Gemara doesn't bring it 100% to a conclusion. The Gemara says you can go either way. There's no raya from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yochanan, and there's no proof against Rabbi Yochanan from here. The Gemara leaves it open what this Zman refers to. What bracha refers to? Does it refer to Zman, or does it refer to Birchas HaMazon and Tefillah? Now the Gemara asks the question, V'sav Rabbi Yehuda Shmini, Ton Lina, we said on Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like Sukkot, there's a din lina, there's also a mitzvah of lina to stay overnight by Shmini Atzeres as well. Vohatanya, we learned in a brisa, it would seem to be a stira. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Menayin lePesach Sheni, Sheina Ton Lina. How do I know that the second Pesach during Ir, anybody who was Tamei, Yechidim who were Tamei the first Pesach, they make a Pesach Sheni, and that does not require Lina, as does Pesach Rishon. How do I know it? Because I have two Psukim Smuch and one next to the other. Shenemar, it says in the Pesach in Dvorim, Perik Tezayin Pasuk Zayin Ufanisa Baboyker V'alachto Alecha. You'll get up in the morning and you will go to your Oihel. That's the mitzvah of Lina. Uksiv, it says right next to it, Sheishis Yomim Toichel Matzis. That 6 days you'll eat matzah. So I can make a smuchin. I could say one pasuk is dependent on the other. Eshe ton shisha ton lina. Eshe ena ton shisha ena ton lina. If you require 6 days, which means you have to eat matzah, meaning you're not allowed to eat chametz for 6 days. So the Pesach Rishon, which has in it a requirement that you should, after the first day, have another 6 days of an isser to eat chametz, that has Lina, because one pasuk is next to the other. But something that doesn't have 6 days does not require Lina. Lemute mai, what is it coming to Mamayat? Lav lemute nami shmini. That not only are we, now as the Gemara at this point thinks, maybe the only time you need Lina is a yontiv that has another 6 days with it. Pesach has 6 days, Sukkot has 6 days, but a one-day yontiv, perhaps there's no lina by a one-day yontiv. And that will exclude what? It'll exclude Pesach Sheni, it'll exclude Shavuos, as we'll soon see in the Gemara, it'll exclude Shmini Atzeres, any one-day yontiv, there won't be lina. So that's the Gemara stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda says on Amid Aleph Shmini Atzeres needs lina, and here Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying on Amid Beis that any one-day yontiv that doesn't have shisha, another 6 days attached to the first day, does not have lina. The Gemara says, "Loi lemute Pesach Sheni." The Kabbalists say we're only memayat Pesach Sheni. In other words, a similar yontiv to Pesach. We're talking about Pesach. So the Gemara is saying now it's not just any yontiv that has 6 days, and if you only have 1 day, you don't have lina. It means any yontiv comparable to Pesach, where there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. But this Pesach Sheni, even though there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, but there's no issur to have chametz. In fact, you can have chametz and matzah, the Gemara says in Pesachim, in your house at the same time together. That's what we're memayed. A similar yontiv that's not identical to the main yontiv of Pesach. Pesach Sheni is memayed. But if you have another yontiv of Shavuos or Shmini Atzeres, where it's a one-day yontiv, doesn't matter. A one-day yontiv could also have lina. It's only the Pesach Sheni that's similar to Pesach Rishon, but yet not identical to Pesach Rishon, because you're allowed to have chametz. That's what we're being reminded. Only Pesach Sheni. And Hachi Nami Mistavra. And this also makes sense that this will be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I mean, it makes sense for one reason, because otherwise we're going to have a stira in Rav Yehuda. But the Gemara also proves it from somewhere else. This time we learned in the Mishnah. Habikurim on Shavuos, when we bring Bikurim to Unin Korban, Vishir Utnufa. It requires three things. One is it requires a Korban Shlomim. It requires a song in the Beis HaMikdash. And it requires waving the Bikurim. Rashi brings down from the Yerushalmi, how do we know that Bikurim requires with it Korban Shlomim? Because the Pasuk says, in Dvorim Chavav, Usmachta B'chol HaTayiv, and we learn out, Ein Simcha El Shlomim, as it says, V'zavachta Shlomim V'chalta V'samachta. And Shir, I also know by Shlomim, because I learn it from the word, V'samachta B'chol HaTayiv, V'ein Toiv El Shir. And the Levim used to say it, and what is the shir? He brings down Aramimcha Hashem Kidilisani, and he brings Psukim to show that the Sefri says, B'chol HaTayiv, Zeh HaShir. He brings a pasuk from Yecheskel, Yofa Koil Umeitiv Nagein. And our song is Toiv. So from Simcha I learn out Shlomim, from Toiv I learn out Shir, and then I need a third thing. What's the third thing? By Bikurim I need Tnufa. And a fourth thing is Lina. So man shamat le de omar tenufa. Who's the man de omar who says that Bikurim requires tenufa? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. V'ka'amar ton lina. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you also need lina. So this is an anonymous Mishnah. It doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda's name. But I know from elsewhere that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need tnufa. And if so, who's the anonymous author of this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda? And in the same Mishnah, it says it needs lina. And what is Bikurim? A 7-day yontiv or a 1-day yontiv? Bikurim is brought on Shavuos. That's a 1-day yontiv. So I see that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that on a 1-day yontiv you do have lina. So you ask me a kasha about Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres has lina. I Pesach Sheni. That's because Pesach Sheni is different than Pesach Rishon. That's the only specific yontiv I'm mimed from lina. But just because it's a 1-day yontiv, I'm not mimed from lina. That's what the Gemara is saying right now. Where do I know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need tenufa by Bikurim? Zok the Gemara, Desanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, V'inachtoi zu tenufa. There, it says in the Pasuk, when the person brings the Bikurim, and he makes the vidui on the Bikurim, and the Pasuk says, Va'ata hinehe veisi, the farmer says, I brought reishis pri adam, asher nasata li Hashem, and then it says, V'inachtoi lefnei Hashem lekecha, V'ishtach avisa lefnei Hashem lekecha, you should put it down. So, says the Gemara, even though v'inachtoi would seem to indicate you put it down, Rabbi Yehuda learns, no, you don't put it down, you wave it. Ata oimer zu tnufa, ask the Gemara. You say v'inachtoi means tnufa, yein hel anocha mamish. Why should I translate the word v'inachtoi to mean tnufa? Why shouldn't I say it's mamish anocha? Kishu oimer v'hinichoi, it says, an earlier pasuk. You had to take the Bikurim and put it by the Mizbeach. Who did that? The Koyin. So it hare anocha amar. It already says there's anocha. Hamani makan v'nachtoi. So what does it, why does it say again, you should put it down if it was already put down before? The answer is, zutznufa. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it must be that the Bailim would then pick it up and he would wave it. So since I see Rabbi Yehuda holds that, Bikurim needs tznufa, and so he's the author of that anonymous Mishnah, and he also says in that Mishnah you need lina. This is a clear proof that a 1-day yontif itself is not a reason not to have the mitzvah of lina. The only yontiv where mamayit according to Rebuta is Pesach Sheni, and not Shmini Atzeres, and not Shavuos. Ask the Gemara, what's your raya? V'dimla Reb Lazar ben Yaakovi. I have a different Tana who holds you need tenufa, not Rebuta. You want to bring me a raya from an anonymous mission that's going like Rebuta? Maybe this mission is going like Reb Lazar ben Yaakovi. The sign I learned in the Brisa. V'lokach ha'koin ha'tanam yadecha. The koin should take the basket from the hands of the farmer. Limit al bakurim should tune in tenufa. Bikurim requires waving. Divrei Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. My time at Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. What's the swar of Reb Lazar ben Yaakov? Not the way Rabbi Yehuda learned it before, but asiya yad yad mishlam. We learn exer shavi yad yad from shlam. Ksiv hach, it says over here by Bikurim. V'lokach ha'koin ha'tanem yadecha. Uksiv hasem by shlamim. Yadav tivienes ish Hashem, that the Bailim should bring the pieces of the korban that are going to be brought on the Mizbeach. That's speaking about Shlomim. So Makan, just like over here by Bikurim, it's speaking about a Koyin doing it, Aflahalim Koyin. There's also a Koyin by Shlomim. Umalahalim Bailim, and just like over there by the Shlomim, it's the Bailim who does it. Afkan Baam, here it's the Bailim. Haketzat. So how could this be? In other words, you're learning Yad Yad Exer Shav from Bikurim to Shlomim. Both are Tnufa. One you're telling me is a Kohen, one is the Bailim, and you learn one from the other. So is it the Bailim or is it the Kohen? Which one is it? The answer is it's both. How? Kohen meniach yori tachas yad Bailim. As Rashi explains, the Kohen puts the second last line of Rashi on the Amid, the Bailim oichsim besvas hatena, the Baal holds on top of the basket, the Kohen meniach yadav tachas shulav. The Kohen puts his hands under the bottom of the basket. The last Tosfos on the Amid, the first line says that tachas here doesn't mean under, because then there would be a chatzitza between the Kohen's hand and the hand of the Bailim to the basket. The Baal has to hold the basket with his hands. Here he'd have a chatzitza. So it doesn't mean under, it means underneath. Because the Baal's hands on top of the basket, and the Kohen's hands are at the bottom. So, Kohen and Yichyori, Tachas Yad Baal, Umeinif, and together they wave the Bikurim. So therefore, the Gemara at the end says it's not conclusive that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that by a 1-day yontiv you have Lina, because that anonymous Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But it's probably better to say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, or else you have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda says that Shmini Atzeres needs Lina, and here, if you're going to say that he holds by every one day yontif, there's no Lina, you'll have a stira. So it would make more sense, although the Gemara says it's not conclusive, it would make more sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda is only Mamayet Pesach Sheni, and he's not Mamayet a one day yontif. Now we come back to the beginning of our sugya. My havi Allah. What is the din about what Rabbi Yochanan said, the statement he made that Shmini Atzeres requires zman? Rav Nachman Omar Oimrim zman b'Shmini Shachag. Rav Nachman agrees and he says, you say Shechiyanu on the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres. Women many times have a hard time remembering, do they say Shechiyanu or not? So this is the sugya right here that Shmini Atzeres, you make it. In fact, it comes out that the last day of Pesach is the only day you don't, those two last days, you don't make Shechiyanu. All the other Yom Tovim, you make Shechiyanu. That's how we pask it. Rav Sheish is Omer Einar Mizman B'Shmini Shachag. Rav Sheish says you don't make Shechiyanu on Shmini Shachag. The Hilchasid Alocha is Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shachag. We say Shechiyanu on Shmini Shachag. We'll just finish till the Mishnah. Tani Kav Seder Rav Nachman. We learned like Rav Nachman that Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shachag, because we learned Shmini, and as we turn to Mem Chesem and Aleph, Regel B'Fnei Atzmai, that Shmini is its own yontiv for six things. Le'inyan Pezer Keshev. And Rashi says this is a simen. This is a short form for the six inyanim. The first inyan is Pious B'Fnei Atzmai, that Shmini Atzeres has its own a lottery. And the Run says the word pious comes from a pious. In other words, a good way to stop machlokes is if you have a lottery. Nobody can have tainus. It came out by lottery. So Rashi learns that Sukkis never had a lottery for which mishmor. There were 24 mishmoris. Was there no lottery on Sukkis? Because there were 70 parim. So every mishmar, if you count 24 mishmar times 3, you get 72. So every mishmar except for 2, because there was only 70 Purim, were able to do one of the Purim. So everyone was able to 3 times, except for 2, who could only do it twice. All the other 70 were able to 3 times do one of the Purim. So they didn't have a pious. The Ritva says there was a pious, at least on the first day, but Rashi Shita is that all the days of Sukkot there were no pious. However, when it came to the korbanos connected with Shmini Atzeres, there was a pious. So Shmini Atzeres is regular b'fnei atzmai. It's different. Zion, what's the Zion? Zman b'fnei atzmai. Sukkot has its man, and Shmini Atzeres has its man. Regel b'fnei atzmai, it's his own yontif. Rashi learns she'ein yoshim b'sukkah. You don't sit in the sukkah. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Tam, say it has to do with breaking velus. That if sukkahs broke the shiva of somebody, if somebody was nifter before sukkahs broke the shiva, when you get to Shmini Atzeres, that breaks the shloishim. That's how Tosfos learns regel b'fnei atzmai. Korban b'fnei atzmai, as we've learned this whole sugya, that sukkahs has its set of korbanos, and Shmini Atzeres, if you would go in order, then it should be 6 Purim. After Hoshana Rabbah had 7 Purim, it should be 6. No, it has its own par. Shir b'fnei atzmai. All the other days of Sukkot, as we learned before, has its own shir about Matnas Aniyim. And Shmini Atzeres had Lam Natzeach b'Shminis, as we learned from Tosfos. Bracha b'fnei atzmai has its own bracha. What does bracha mean, says Rashi? Tu pshatim. Either, like we've been learning the whole sugya, Es Yoyim HaShmini Chag Atzeres, as opposed to Chag HaSukkis. Then Rashi brings a new pshat from the Tosefta. They used to bench Mevorchen Es HaMelech, as we just read in the Haftorah, this past Shmini Atzeres, only a few days ago, Rashi brings down that the pasuk says, "By Yoyim HaShmini Sholach Es HaOm, VaYivorch Es HaMelech." That on Shmini Atzeres, the Shloima HaMelech sent away the people, and they gave a bracha to the king. And that became the minig in Klal Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres, to give a bracha to the Melech. So this we don't find by Sukkot, we only find it by Shmini Atzeres. So just here at the end of the sugya, I just want to point out, if you remember, we had the Oruch Laner on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, where the Oruch Laner said there were 3. The Gemara says, Sharei Cholik Begimel Dvorim, that Sukkah is the difference between Shmini Atzeres in 3 ways. Sukkah, Lulav, Nisach HaMayim. Now here we have 6 different ways. How does this work in? So let's leave the pay for 1 second. Zion is Man. So the Aruch HaNer has a very good pshat. What was the Aruch HaNer's pshat? We're only counting things on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, which Sukkos had totally, and Shmini Atzeres has not totally. But if Shmini Atzeres had it, but differently, that wasn't counted on Mem Zayin. So Zman, this one has Shechiyonah, that one has Shechiyonah, not counted. Reish, regular thing, Atzma, you don't sit in the Sukkah. We had Sukkah. Sukkah was one of the three things that was mentioned. Kuf is Korban. So again, Aruch HaNer's Teretz is very good because Shmini Atzeres had a Korban, a different Korban. That's not mentioned. Shin is Shir. Same thing. It had a Shir, a different Shir. That's not mentioned. But now what we remain with is the Beis. The Beis, now according to Rashi's Pshat, it refers to Shmini Atzeres HaChagazeh. So then the Aruch HaNer has a very good Teretz. The Sukkah has its nusach. Shmini Atzeres has a different nusach. That's not mentioned. But my question is the following. If we learn like Rashi's second pshat, and in Chagiga Yud Zayin, and Rosh Hashanah on Dalad Amid Beis, Rashi only brings the second pshat. He doesn't even bring the first pshat of bracha that Shmini Atzeres HaChagazeh. So like that, we have a question. Sukkos, there was no bracha of the Melech, and Shmini Atzeres, there was a bracha of the Melech. Why wasn't that mentioned? And the first pshat of Pius, the first of the six, we also have the same kind of thing, according to Rashi. The Ritva says there was some type of pious by Sukkos. But according to Rashi, on Sukkos, there was absolutely no pious. So here Sukkos has no pious, Shmini Atzeres has a pious. So why wasn't pious and bracha about Mevorach HaMelech mentioned on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, according to the Aruch HaNer, that whenever there's a stark difference, those three chalukim of Sukkah, Luluv, and Ischamayim are mentioned. So I was thinking that perhaps, to Yashiv the Aruch HaNer, very simple. We'll go one step further. The three things that are mentioned here on Mem Zayin Amid Aleph are where they apply to Sukkos, but they don't apply at all to Shmini Atzeres. Bracha of Mevorach the Melech and pious that they had were both by Shmini Atzeres had it and Sukkos didn't have it. The ones that are mentioned on Mem Zayin are where Sukkos had it. The three things that Sukkos had, Shmini Atzeres did not have. It's not mentioning where Shmini Atzeres had it and Sukkos did not have it, or where they both had it in different ways. Those are not mentioned.
We're going to go over there for a minute.
Oh, you're back to normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I mean, I could have said another 20 minutes.
Yeah.